Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's just gone 6 o'clock on your Wednesday morning, 9 degrees with a forecast top of 16 in Melbourne. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Good morning.
I'm a bit excited about today's show.
Way too excited. We've already been up to no good before the show. And if I was a bit more organised and had enough sleep, I would have snuck in even earlier than you to pull some pranks.
Today's show is all about pranks. We're not waiting for April Fool's Day because you know what? Pranks can make you laugh. They can make you smile.
They can also go terribly wrong, which I'm pretty nervous about because we've done something.
I've done a couple of things for the Murphys. The beautiful Murphys that kick it. They start so early. They're about to walk into the building, right?
Do you think they listen to us before the show?
I don't know.
They're getting in the zone.
Now, just before our mics turned on, we had a little panic moment because of one of the pranks that I've set up that we thought, oh no, maybe it's too far. So we checked with their producer, Fiona, and guess what? She said, no, that's fine.
She's like, go for it. But maybe because she's in the tent with us now, we've told her what we've
done. She's in the tent. All I can say is I hope she doesn't need the loo. Oh, wow. Are you a general liker of pranks?
No, I'm not.
I feel that anxiety.
I like watching other people, but then I get really invested. Like TikToks that are about pranks, I need to know what happens after the 15-second mark. Like, are they okay? Were they hospitalised? And you just don't know.
And a shout out to all the parents with kids and that horrible thing that went viral yesterday on TikTok and Facebook Live. If you don't know what it is, I'm not going to explain
it. I don't know what it is.
I'm not going to explain it.
What do I Google?
No, nothing. Nothing. I'll tell you off air. It was pretty horrific. But that's not the sort. That wasn't a prank. That was stupidity.
The line is always blurry, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are talking the history of pranks, world famous pranks, pranks that we've done on the Murphys. And I'm going to share a few of my own with you, Annie Louie.
Yeah, and Bree Thomazel, a radio host over in New Zealand, doing their primetime drive show, is going to chat to us about some of the pranks she pulls on her mum.
She's so good. She's so, so good.
Get up with Annie and Ando, only on Joy.
Oh, this morning we are talking pranks.
And I've just watched one in action.
Oh, the beautiful Dean Murphy.
Oh, poor guy.
He's under the... What I've done is the old classic mouse prank. And he's now on his hands and knees.
No, what's the classic mouse prank?
Oh, the mouse prank is where you put something over the magic eye so that it can't read. So he's now on his hands and knees in his studio. Oh, and he's looking at me. Oh, but he's not listening to our show.
I thought you duct taped it down.
No, I just put something in its magic eye, a little bit of paper. So he's wobbling like crazy. Anna's in there sanitising the studio.
I can almost lip read them going, Anna, what's going on?
I know, they've got their masks on.
Bloody tech never works.
Well, this will teach you for not listening to our show, the Murphys. Your boss out there, producer Fiona's got us on and she knows what's going on. Oh, he's on his hands and knees. Hey, what happens when a prank goes wrong?
Well, this one's quite harmless. I mean, I remember in high school we put glitter on the fans and I was looking around here. We don't have ceiling fans here, but that would be a great one because you have talked about your absolute disdain for all things glitter.
I hate glitter. It's like sand and glitter. Like it's like herpes. You never get rid of it.
Yeah, and I was thinking maybe flour would be better, but still I was undone by no ceiling fans in this place.
So when you turn the ceiling fan on, it just flows.
It just sprays that would be my worst. Imagine and what you do is you crank up the heat so that people need a fan.
Oh, so you force
them. Very evil.
Force them into it. I remember a famous prank in Australia that was, well, it wasn't famous. People ended up being charged for it, so it kind of went wrong. Somebody decided to do special cookies with drugs in them.
Mm.
And the Mormons came knocking on the door, these innocent boys, knock, 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 knock. Oh, would you like to come? Yeah, I'd love to hear about the Watchtower. Come in, I'll get you some milk and cookies. They had these cookies and then they were stoned.
The Mormons. Oh, that would have been fun. And that's how the musical was made.
Hey, I've got a feeling that we probably should... Oh, he's on his hands and knees again. Dean Murphy is in his studio on his hands and knees trying to fix the magic mouse. I might go in, pretend to fix it, and he won't know that it was a prank.
That's a great one. You're just so good. Ando's home hack strikes again.
Stand by on the socials. We'll have plenty of this up on Joy. It's your Wednesday morning. It's Annie and Ando's prank day.
I don't think they've gotten on to it yet because you turned off the radio in the toilet because we needed it to do our video, so they won't even know what's happening in
even
that
know
arena.
What little sleeper is waiting for them in the bathroom.
Not, well, now that we, because we know what it is, we're playing it up like it's kind of scary, but it's not.
It's not scary, it's just, it's like shopping at IKEA.
Oh, yeah, because you're not allowed to use the...
But you know how they put the big plastic... over the
top. Apparently people still do it.
Really?
Yep. My friend worked at a clothing store as well. There's lots of change room. People just mistake it or would like it to be a toilet.
And they just go.
Yep.
Oh. So, during that song, Dean Murphy says to me, Ando, this computer's frozen in the studio. And he was on his hands and knees, and it was a beautiful sight. And Anna was distracted by you, Annie. And then I go, all right, leave it. Let me have a look at it. He moves out the way. When he moves out the way, I secretly remove the bit of paper that was hidden underneath the mouse. And he said, what did he say to me, Annie?
You're amazing.
I'm amazing. I'm loving this prank show. It's fun until it all goes wrong.
I know.
We have got a message in. Sarah on the Instagram, at Annie and Ando, says, I switched my family photos with random people from magazines and it took them 3 weeks to notice.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that. That's harmless.
Yeah.
That can't hurt someone.
I think I noticed straight away.
Would you?
Yeah.
What about if it was just one face? Like someone,
your
sister had gone around
hard.
And changed your mum to Ida Buttrose or something.
It's a bit harder on social media these days. I don't have a lot of photo frames. In fact, I don't have any at my current house.
Don't you?
Not with people in it. I've got artworks, but, you know, that would just be defacing an artwork.
What about the trophy cabinet? Is there a picture of me and you?
No.
Oh, now I'm feeling really hurt.
I don't have a trophy cabinet. That's why.
Another favourite of mine, pranks, is you can get the GIF. You know those GIFs which are like the automated pictures on your phone?
Oh, the GIF, yeah.
Yeah, that one. You can get the GIF of just the dots type as if someone's typing and you send someone that and so they open it and they think you're typing a message, but you're not.
Forever.
Forever. And they're like, hey, what are they doing? Have they left their phone? I do wonder on that. Like, if I read a text message and I don't go back to the list of people, does it still keep it flashing?
If you type it, no, it's real time. So if you type and stop, it'll type and stop. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so if I stop type, but if I've got the text box open as if I'm about to type, but I'm thinking about something beautiful.
No, it doesn't come up as typing.
Oh,
I would say, yeah. The other ones that I love just the old school, like, scaring people pranks, but there's quite a few videos online where this husband has been pranking his wife for, like, several years, and all he does is just stands around corners
and goes boo,
doesn't boo, just stands there, and she has the perfect scared face. It's like you can't even get it out of a movie. It's like a cartoon woman, like, frozen in a
that's one next level, because he doesn't go boo, so he's kind of, he could actually pull back or, like, say to her, darling, I was just there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was just
over
there.
And over and over, and he films it to make it. Yeah, like, there's like 2 minutes of great cutaways of that.
I used to jump out and scare my grandma when I was little.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, that's what I think now. But at the time, I didn't think that.
Life expectancy probably got halved.
You used to yell at me, go, Andrew, you'll give me a heart attack one day. And maybe I might have.
I remember pushing my grandma up the stairs, telling her to hurry up. Back when I visited her in Hong Kong in her rickety old apartment.
Very nice.
I know. She was like 90 years old.
And you're saying hurry up.
Yeah. It's not a prank, just me
being mean to old people.
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
I thought that the show on pranks was going to be pretty ha-ha funny, but it's actually pretty nervous.
It's anxiety-raising, waiting for them to go off.
And I've never felt this feeling before because I'm not a prankster, but look at you getting me into your bad habits.
Anything that is morally questionable suddenly...
You're all over it.
You put me all over it. It's not always, okay, it was my idea. All right, I'll own this one.
But my favourite ones are wordplay ones as well. Have you seen the ones, the pranks where it's a pun? So they'll go, Dad, there's a leak in the bathroom and there's an actual leak, like the vegetable...
I'm laughing at you, not at the pun.
Or like there's one, like a dad will be holding his hands, like clasped, and he'll go to his kid like, Ando, I've caught a mouse. And the kid's like, get it away from me. And then a bit of drama. And then he'll open his palms and there's a mouse, a computer mouse.
Oh, Annie, you're so clean. It's so lovely. It's like I can see you going to the window and go, hey, come look at this deer.
What do you mean?
Like a deer. But I called you dear. Is that the sort of thing? I cannot execute that. I'll stick to the grubby and you stick to the clean. Yeah. Right? Wow.
But that would have been great because it's good having that baseline seriousness because I don't do any of that stuff ever. It's like the first time you do it is even more amazing. So, like, if I had put a leak in the bathroom and then called you, you would have put your, like, I used to work on a big green shed hat on and you raced in there.
I would have turned up with tools, yeah, exactly. Me included, me, the tool and some tools, and I actually probably would have rolled my eyes and walked away. I don't know if I would have laughed.
You wouldn't even say anything. What do you like to say? If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen and you can't handle the heat. You want to be the one pranking. It doesn't work like that. It has to go both ways. And I hope the Murphys prank us back.
Speaking of pranks that went wrong, you know, and you said just before about the glitter on top of a ceiling fan and then when you turned it on, you said me being Ando hates glitter. Yeah. So at work one year for my birthday, the team decided, you know, they all signed a birthday card. They decided to fill the envelope with glitter. Mm. So when I opened it, it went in my keyboard all over my...
Oh, that's harsh.
Do you know what I did?
You'd have to throw that in the bin.
I placed the card down and I left the building for the day. I did not return for the day. I was that...
Drama queen.
All right. Now, in hindsight, it was very dramatic response on my part. But it was like, that's not... it's like when if you're allergic to cats and I get 7 cats and put them in the studio. That's not funny.
But we know that you're not allergic to glitter.
I think I might be allergic.
Yeah, right.
Do you know Dick Smith? Or do you know
not
of
personally.
Dick Smith? But you know the man, Dick Smith.
I know
Smith.
A lot of people in my contacts, but not Dick.
Not Dick? Well, Dick, this is what Dick did in 1978, right? This is a famous Australian prank. He announced to the media that he'd be towing an iceberg from Antarctica and that he'd have it in Sydney in a week or so. Now, the following week was April Fool's.
Mm.
He towed this ginormous iceberg and it was taken...
A real iceberg?
No. Oh. The Australian Navy even called him, right, to see if he needed help mooring his iceberg.
Mooring.
And then the next day it rained to reveal that the iceberg was just a barge covered in sheets of white plastic and firefighting foam. Boom, tish.
That's a lot of effort, though. You need some cash for that prank.
He had lots of cash back then, I think.
Is his face still on peanut butter?
Like the Dick's butter or... No, it's Dick's peanut butter or Dick's...
You don't work in marketing, I can see why.
No,
can we call this Dick's butter?
Yeah, Dick Smith's butter or... I can't remember. It was something like that. It was... Now, can you see what's just happened to my computer screen in front of me?
Ooh. That's good. Okay.
Is this a prank? Are you doing this to me? My computer screen in front of me has just gone, snap. Something went wrong while displaying this web page. Error code out of memory.
But if you look in the top bar, it says 11 pranks that will blah, 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 like trick you or something.
So you reckon this is a trick?
Yeah, it definitely is.
I would think that this is a prank someone's doing on me. However, I know this computer quite intimately. I've worked with it for a while. It often gets out of memory.
Oh.
We want to hear...
Oh, that's so funny because you're on a page that says the 11 greatest pranks of all time and your page is broken. So I thought that's a great prank.
And it's also Microsoft trying to be a little... Or Chrome or whoever. Microsoft, I think. It's a PC. Trying to be cutesy with its language. Instead of like error code 417, it goes, snap.
Have you ever played on Chrome when your page doesn't load and you play that dinosaur game?
No. Never.
Oh, you're missing out on life.
If
you didn't know any Chrome users out there, Dino Game, great stuff. We have a text in on 0427JOY99. This is from Don. Morning, Don.
Morning, Don.
This is a clean one. We used to play knock knock with the neighbours and run away until the neighbour hid behind a tree and caught us. We ourselves.
I really, really hate that.
I used to do that as a kid as well.
Really?
So our Sunday school for Chinese would be at, was at Brunswick Secondary College, and the principal there would go in on Sundays and she'd work, and we would prank her by knocking on the window and then hiding, which was really not nice. The lady was there on her, like, weekend time trying to prep for the week.
Where did you hang your halo while you did that?
Never existed. It was fake. It was error code 404 on my halo.
On your halo. That's mean. That's also very cute. When I think about that as a kid, how scared you would get. Oh my God, we're going to get caught.
Yeah. And you know what?
Thrilling.
I wouldn't say that I was a bully or anything, but I like that she, her strategy of getting us on her side was to invite us in and have a chat, and then she somehow converted us into picking flowers for her instead. Without time.
Give you a better task.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Don't block.
That's clever.
You give them alternatives. Good with dog training as well. Never tell them to stop. Give
Can
them
I have
something
a treat,
else to
Ando?
Do.
For you promise me.
For you the world.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Annie Louie, our next guest, I am so, so excited about. They're an Australian export. What I call a radio legend, worked all across the eastern seaboard of Australia, then so good, sent off to New Zealand to be the Drive co-host on ZM Network's Drive show alongside the hunker, Clint Roberts. But I'll talk, this isn't about Clint today. They also are known by the New Zealand Prime Minister as the woman who passed wind two rows behind them. Welcome to Annie and Ando show, Bree Thomasell.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Guys, I think that was my dream introduction, especially, you know, getting the fart in there with Jacinda Ardern. We're pretty tight now, me and Jacinda.
You'd have to be. I mean, they say when you smell something, the particles go in you. A bit of you went in Jacinda.
So Bree's been...
And it gets me.
So let's start there with the fart. So suddenly you pass wind on a plane that she hears, and then... the Prime Minister comes onto your radio show and you thought you'd bring it up.
Look, guys, it wasn't one of my best shining moments, but I thought, you know, you got to take risks in this industry. I just went with it. Jacinda, I'm calling her by her first name now because we're just best mates.
Because you're inside her.
J-Dog.
Yeah, exactly. She's such a good sport, and I mean, try picturing talking to ScoMo about that. You just wouldn't. You just wouldn't go near her, would you?
No way.
I wouldn't go near him full stop.
She handled it well, and it brought us closer, I feel.
We have been talking about pranks this morning, and I don't know if you'd ever want to prank Jacinda, but have you got anything on your radar? What's your next prank going to be? Because, well, we'll play some clips now.
You know what you have in common with the harbour?
Hey, Mum, should you be swimming with that rash? You can't wee in the public pool.
What do you and the beach have in common?
What, Brianna?
You both got crabs.
Shut up, Brianna.
You are a prankster, and there's one victim. There's a few victims around the world. There's your co-host, Clint, but there's one in particular, your dear, dear mother, that cops it so often.
My mum, look, all I'm doing, guys, is just bringing to light what our relationship has been like for the last 30 years. So spare a moment for my mum. Let's just spare a moment for her.
What's your mum's name?
Di.
Oh, Di. Yeah,
Shout out to Di. Big hugs.
And
don't do that. She'll love it. She loves getting shout outs. She loves the attention, guys. Don't let those videos fool you. She loves every bit of the attention. Oh, yes, she does.
And when she tells you off, she's very formal about it. She says, Brianna.
Oh, Brianna. Shut up, Brianna. Brianna, that's Brianna.
Oh, Brianna.
Brianna. Brianna, you've had enough. Brianna. Brianna, don't do that.
She's escalating. Like, from a psychological perspective, you can hear the trill in the back of your mum's voice going, Brianna!
What's the maddest that your mum's ever been over a prank?
I think the time that I gave out her personal phone number that she'd had for 20 years on my social media to 400,000 people that was probably, you know, it wasn't her favourite prank, I'm not going to say. But then she ended up loving it because she just got hundreds. Actually, to be honest, guys, thousands of calls and messages on her birthday, just people wishing her a happy birthday. Aww. So she came around in the end.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's great. When it's not malicious, they just want a happy birthday.
Yeah, she didn't appreciate the nudes that she got.
Doesn't she? I love it when someone slides into my DMs.
Do you want me to give out your number?
No.
If you've just joined us, we're chatting to Bree Thomasell, who is a radio host over in New Zealand, but one of our own
Aussies. Export.
And she's a prankster, I'd say, on the internet.
The funny thing about this is, you know, on the Hit FM network, you've got Jason PJ, the Kiwis, in Australia.
Yeah.
Bree and Clint replaced them at ZM. So we sent Aussie over. Love it.
A bit of an exchange, yeah.
Bree, when you first started working with Clint, did you, being an Aussie in a Kiwi world can be pretty tough over there, did you ever call him Clunt?
No, I was really compelled to call him Clunt, but there's a few other words that, you know, rhyme or are similar, and sometimes you just slip up, like, you know, if you replace one of the letters with an I.
Your producers are pretty cool. You've got two producers that, well, I think they seem pretty cool. Is it as tight as it looks on your socials?
It really is. Like, I've been really lucky, guys, and I've worked in amazing teams. I've talked to your producer. He thinks pretty great, so you guys are lucky there. but I think because we're like the little team that could. When you're travelling with people and you're obviously, you know, you're sleeping in the same, or the not the same hotel bed, let's not say that.
I wish.
But you're sleeping in the same hotel rooms and you get really close, and I feel like we're all working towards, like, just creating a really fun, entertaining show, and we really are really good mates. And I think it's so important, like, the off-air aspect as well as the on-air aspect, like, to have those really connected relationships.
Yeah, it completely shows. Hey, thank you for flying the Aussie flag in NZ so well.
When we're allowed to travel, you have to host us over there.
You can come over and sit on my duck.
Oh, do you oil your deck? Do you oil it?
Yeah, on my duck. Oiled it, so feel free, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bree from The Bree and Clint Show on Drive in New Zealand. We are back with more straight after this.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando. 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
18 minutes to 7, 8 degrees in a forecast. Top of 16 for Melbourne. We are talking pranks this morning.
Pranks. Did you get to do any pranks at school? Because you didn't stay at school for very long.
How rude. Funny you should say that. Joel slid into our Instagram DMs and says he got expelled from high school for egging his teacher's car.
Oh, egg.
Egg
what
is so bad.
Up with egg? It's impossible to remove once it's dried.
Stains. It egg white. Egg white was used as a floor varnish.
Really?
In ancient times, I think. I might be making that up, but it does.
The old egg.
I've got a concrete floor at home, and I reckon it was 2 days after we moved in years ago, and I was carrying the rubbish out, and a little bit of egg white dripped out of a hole in the garbage bag, and that is the only stain on the whole floor, and I've never been able to.
It's strange that it comes from something cute and fluffy like a chicken, but it'll destroy your concrete floor.
Dynamo butt.
Does it trademark it?
Does it egg come out the bottom?
Of a chicken. It doesn't. Sure, doesn't come off the top of its head.
No, but I didn't know if it had an egg. I should know this.
An egg shoot.
An egg shoot.
Yeah, it would.
Cock-a-lucka, cock-a-lucka, brack. And out it comes, yeah.
Yeah, could you do that again? I need the whole.
You know what I was doing then? Someone years ago bought my in-laws this chook. Like, it was a toy chook that you put eggs, chocolate eggs inside, and you would press its beak or something, and it would make this song, clucka-lucka, clucka-lucka, brack, and then an egg would drop out.
I'm just laughing because I'm like, yeah, obviously everyone knew exactly what you were talking about.
I know, that's such a going into some other world. So as my father-in-law's dementia got worse and worse, they become quite childlike, and that was the one thing that used to get him giggling. We didn't wait for Easter. We just bought some plastic eggs and we'd pop it in and it'd shoot and he'd giggle and my mother-in-law would squeal.
That's a lot of fun.
I know.
We did touch on animals there, and when I think Muck Up Day pranks, I think it was one that was on the news because it was some school, someone brought a goat and they
to school
and they put it on the roof and it couldn't get down.
That's mean.
That's animal cruel.
I hope the RSPCA got onto that.
That's why it was on the news. So we went
at your school,
not at my school, but some school.
Look, your school would not have done that.
No, definitely not. We got a big stern warning at the start of the week for muck up week or day, and they wanted us out. The day only lasted for like 3 hours. They wanted us gone as soon as possible. All we had was, like, you know, the jumping castle and the barbecue and our dress ups.
How old were you?
18.
And you had
we have talked about
you were so pure.
And they told us about, like, we weren't even allowed to put toilet paper in trees. None of that.
No,
they
that's
just
wasteful.
Wanted us gone.
Some of those pranks in hindsight or years later, you look back and you go, all that toilet paper is just wasteful.
It is.
It is really wasteful. Now, if you're new to this show, you may not know what. So, picture this. Annie Louie has been warned by the principal, not her person, might have been her personally, do not do anything naughty on Muck Up Day. So, what did you do on Muck Up Day, Annie?
The dress-ups?
The dress
I went and dressed up as a calculator. So you look at me. Me and a friend matching two different types of scientific calculators. But you know, can you imagine our faces just looking disappointed while dressed up as a giant calculator? Like, aww. Like, it's kind of a real letdown. Like, it's quite comical. And then trudging home.
In your outfit still. Yeah. Did you at least have something rude written on the screen, like boobs or something on the calculator?
Mine was full to the brim with numbers. So
you would have had pi on yours.
Yeah, I think it might have actually. To like 100 really? Digits. Maybe. It would be something I would do, a little in-joke for myself.
So cute.
Joining us now is Anna Murphy.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning, kids. How are we going?
Good. I've got a personal, private question for you. Have you used the loo this morning?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't been there.
Interesting.
I think she can see lines on your forehead
or
something.
What do you mean? I really need to go. I really do need to go. So
well, we have been talking about pranks, so watch yourself.
Oh, really? Oh, no, don't.
Is there anything that scares you?
Like being on holiday with, like, your annoying little cousin.
Exactly.
We were talking about that and how Ando was mean to his grandma.
Yeah, I used to hide behind and scare my grandma,
oh,
jump out.
No, which,
I feel really bad is. Now she's not with us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't me that did it either.
Rip Ando's grand.
Yeah, you too, right? I see, because I don't like getting into the prank thing, because anytime I try it, I don't like the comeback.
The anticipation.
And waiting for...
I don't like it either.
Well, our lovely Tim quite regularly scares the bejeebers out of me in this place. Like, he'll just hide around a corner.
Does he?
He gives me a heart attack most mornings.
We'll have to do an exclusive with Tim.
Maybe we can gang up together.
Yeah. I think maybe this is going so well for me. I'm so glad I popped in for a chat.
I need the loo.
We're going to just draw this out for the next 3 hours.
That's totally fine.
What's coming up on the show today?
I was a girl guide and a flight attendant. Coming up today, it's Last Man Standing, of course, and also it's the Great Wens debate.
What's the topic?
Our masks that we wear on our face, better, are they the disposable ones better or are they material ones better?
I liked the sketch that you did the other week.
Yes,
the two talking to each other,
We might have a little flashback so people can remember that. So, so Team Anna is material masks because I'm doing the reusable one.
Yep.
Dean Murphy does the surgical masks.
Me too.
I heard that you should cut the strings off the disposable one so that animals don't get caught in it later.
Oh my god, where do you get your stuff from?
And then a hero comes.
It's just like, but then I was thinking, but won't the birds mistake the strings for worms and then choke on that as well? I don't know. Maybe this is something you can discuss in your
debate. Not all heroes wear capes.
And they wear disposable masks and then cut the strings off.
Which is why they banned those plastic things that used to keep your six-pack of tinnies together.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Remember those, Anna Murphy?
The sea turtles.
Oh, my God. I miss them because I made a really good hat out of them. Once with, you know, tins coming out. Anyway, we digress. We've got fabulous interviews with Dr. Rosemary Stanton is independent public health nutritionist. She was one of the first nutritionists on the telly. So she's going to talk to us about, you know, people cooking at home. Is it a good or a bad thing? Because I think a lot
she's
of us
a legend.
Cook too much. She is indeed. Dr. Jen Ford's going to join us to talk about single bubbles because we're all a bit confused about that.
Yeah,
explain about that. And Rowan Quinn from Gender Agenda is going to talk about what's on the show.
Wonderful.
What an amazing show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bart.
And watch us.
You are on Joy. It's 6 minutes to 7, 8 degrees.
Why does it sound dirty when you say that?
You are on Joy. Could we do that
love
one
song,
night? Could we take over? It'll have to be after 9 or 10 p.m. for community broadcasting standards and do a sexy show.
I think there's a spare slot somewhere on the grid. If you shake it, something will fall out.
Or maybe we could guest spot.
Just steal someone else's show.
So sorry, you're not required. We've locked the door. Hey, today's show has been all about pranks and we left one sleeper. If you just tuned in, we have been giving the Murphys grief and there's always something lovely about a sleeper. The three things that they haven't discovered yet that might or might not occur during their show.
This toilet thing that we teased earlier, Anna went and glad wrapped every loo in this joint.
So when Anna Murphy went running in before her show, it all sprayed back and bounced over and so now she's probably going to be sitting with no pants on.
She flipped a double bird at us.
Oh, how rude.
We have a text in quickly before we go. It's from Andrew. We talked about eggs and somebody egged a car as a prank. Not a nice prank. Speaking of eggs, I had housemates who thought it'd be amusing to crack some through my adult magazine collection. I found them a month later, was not impressed. Obviously, this was back before the internet was a thing. Winky face.
I can't believe you had to wait months. I would have noticed this.
Yeah, I know.
I would have noticed three times in the same day. We're back with you tomorrow. Stick around for the Murphys.
Miss the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.